Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I am Ashok Ojha with the Midday News. The headlines. Three people killed due to cloudburst in Seri Bagna area of Jammu and Kashmir's Ramban district. 40 residential houses damaged and over 100 people rescued after flash flood hits Dharamkund village of the district. India's forex market doubles in last 4 years from $32 billion to $60 billion, says RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance to arrive in New Delhi tomorrow morning on a four-day visit to India. Easter, signifying the resurrection of Jesus Christ, being celebrated across the globe today. In squash, India's Veer Chotarani and Anahat Singh qualify for World Championships to be held in United States next month. And in IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings to take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru this afternoon, while Mumbai Indians to face Chennai Super Kings in the evening. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least three people lost their lives due to cloudburst in Seri Bagna area of Ramban district in Jammu region today. Ramban region witnessed heavy hailstorm, multiple landslides and gusty winds throughout last night. Over 100 people were rescued after heavy rain triggered a flash flood in Dharamkund village in the district early this morning. 40 residential houses were damaged in the village due to violent weather condition in the region. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, Deputy Commissioner Bashirul Haq Chaudhary said multiple vehicles were swept away in the flood caused by a stream overflowing.
काफी जगहों पे क्लाउड बस्टिंग हुई हमारी, जिसमें काफी ज्यादा मलबा डेब्री जो है वो हमारा टाउन जो रामबन मेन टाउन है उसमें आ गया। हमारी जो हाईवे है उसमें काफी जगहों पे जो है वो बहुत बड़ी बड़ी लैंडस्लाइड हो गई और कुछ एरियाज में जो है पानी का लेवल बढ़ने की वजह से जो है वो घरों को भी काफी डैमेज हुआ। कुछ घर जो है वो कम्प्लीटली वॉश आउट हो गए। उसी के साथ साथ अभी तक जो है वो जानी नुकसान जो है वो तीन हुए, जिसमें दो बच्चे और एक एजड आदमी थे, जिनको हमने डेड बॉडीज को रिट्रीव कर लिया और आखिरी रस्मात के लिए उनके घर वाले थे उनको दे दिया गया है। उसके बाद जो है बाकी कहीं पे भी जो है वो जान नुकसान नहीं हुआ है।
The DC said, vehicular movement along the strategic Jammu-Srinagar National Highway is blocked due to landslides and mudslides following heavy rainfall.
National Highway है जो कश्मीर को रेस्ट ऑफ द कंट्री से जोड़ती है, तो बहुत सारी गाड़ियां जो हैं वो स्टैंडर्ड यहां पे थी, उनको जो है वो हमने रेस्क्यू करके जो है सेफ लोकेशन पे पहुंचा दिया गया है। वहां पे जो स्टैंडर्ड पैसेंजर्स हैं उनके रुकने का भी इंतजाम है, खाने पीने का भी इंतजाम है, और जो ही नेशनल हाईवे खुलेगा तो उसके बाद उनको जो है वो यहां से दोबारा भेजा जाएगा अपने अपने डेस्टिनेशन पे। ह्यूमन लाइफ का जो है लॉस वो बिल्कुल भी किसी तरीके से नहीं होना चाहिए। पहले से ही अपनी टीम्स को, कंट्रोल रूम्स को, रेस्क्यू टीम्स को अलर्ट करके रखा हुआ है, जिसमें एसडीआरएफ है, एनडीआरएफ है, ये सारी जो है वो ऑन द स्पॉट है, ग्राउंड पे है।
श्रीनगर, सोनमर्ग, गुमरी रोड, हिस्टोरिक मुगल रोड, सिंथन टॉप रोड आर ऑल्सो क्लोज्ड। Talking to media persons, Deputy Traffic Inspector Javed Kataria said, restoration work is underway but is being hampered by adverse weather conditions. He said the rain continues along the national highway and advised commuters not to travel on the arterial road till the weather improved and the road cleared.
रेनिंग हुई है, उस वजह से लैंडस्लाइड आ गई है मल्टीपल प्लेसेस। मेन जो है हमारा सेरी में है, लैंडस्लाइड है, मडस्लाइड है, आगे चार पांच जगह और भी जो है पंथियाल में है, तो वो सारी जगह जो है वो बंद है। रोड जो है एक दो जगह से टूट चुकी है। पंथियाल में थोड़ा जो लिंक था ब्रिज का वो भी बह गया है, तो उस वजह से पूरी तरह से रोड जो है नेशनल हाईवे पूरी तरह से ब्लॉक है। जब तक ना वेदर ठीक होता तो ये हाईवे पे ट्रैवल जो है करना वो अवॉइड करें। जो ही हमारे पास क्लियरेंस होती है, अभी तो काम चल रहा है बट लगता नहीं है कि शाम तक वो खुल पाएगा या कल तक भी खुल पाएगा, क्योंकि वेदर कंटिन्यूसली रेनिंग है।
Ramban District Administration has released emergency contact numbers for 24/7 help at District Control Room 01998-29-5500 and 01998-266-790. Meanwhile, Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh and Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Umar Abdullah expressed grief over the loss of lives in the incident. The Union Minister, in a social media post, said he is in constant touch with the Deputy Commissioner of the district. He said every kind of relief, both financial and otherwise, is being provided. Talking to the social media, Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister said they are in touch with the local administration to ensure immediate rescue efforts wherever needed. The Chief Minister informed that he will be reviewing restoration, relief and repair plans later in the day. In Ladakh, a rare late April snowfall has thrown normal life out of gear in Kargil, causing widespread damage to trees, property and power infrastructure. The Meteorological Department has issued a red alert warning of potential avalanches and flash floods in vulnerable zones. Residents have been urged to stay indoors and avoid unnecessary travel due to the risk of landslides and other hazards. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra has stated that India's forex markets have doubled in last 4 years, from $32 billion to $60 billion. Addressing the annual conference of Fixed Income Money Market and Derivatives Association of India at Bali in Indonesia today, he said India's financial markets have developed into a dynamic and resilient force to fuel economic growth, with an almost doubling of the foreign exchange market from $32 billion in 2020 to $60 billion in 2024. The governor said the average daily volumes in the overnight money markets have also surged from about 3 lakh crore rupees to over 5.4 lakh rupees during the period. Mr. Malhotra further stated that the levels of transparency in Indian markets are at par with the best in the world. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance will arrive in New Delhi tomorrow morning on a 4-day official visit to India. He will be accompanied by the Second Lady of the U.S., Usha Vance, their children, and senior members of the U.S. administration. This will be Vice President Vance's first visit to India. He will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow evening. The Vice President and his delegation will have other engagements in Delhi and are also scheduled to visit Jaipur and Agra before departing for Washington, D.C. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The visit of U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance to India will provide an opportunity for both sides to review the progress in bilateral relations and the implementation of the outcomes of the India-U.S. joint statement issued on 13th February this year during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the United States. The two sides will also exchange views on regional and global developments of mutual interest. India and United States enjoy a comprehensive global strategic partnership covering almost all areas of human endeavor, driven by shared democratic values, convergence of interests on a range of issues, and vibrant people-to-people contacts. Regular dialogue between the leaders of both sides is an important element of the expanding bilateral ties. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to arrive in Jeddah on Tuesday on a 2-day visit to Saudi Arabia, marking the first visit by an Indian leader to Saudi Arabia's commercial hub in over 4 decades. The high-profile visit highlights the remarkable transformation of India-Saudi Arabia relations from modest beginnings to a comprehensive strategic partnership spanning economic, defense, and cultural dimensions. Speaking about the significance of the upcoming visit of the Prime Minister, Indian Ambassador to Saudi Arabia, Suhail Ejaz Khan, described it as an important visit which aims to boost strategic partnership between the two countries.
This visit is very important as we are strengthening our strategic partnership. India and Saudi Arabia are age-old friends, and the strategic partnership in recent years has really strengthened, diversified, and has given a new direction to the bilateral relationship.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more news, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The festival of Easter is being celebrated across the world today. It signifies the resurrection of Jesus Christ after his crucifixion and death at Calvary on Good Friday. Reports of Easter celebrations have been received from different parts of the country and abroad. Special mass are being held at churches to mark the day. In Kerala, thousands of people thronged the churches across the state to celebrate the festival. More from our correspondent.
Cutting across various denominations, Christians celebrated Easter with traditional zeal and fervor, marking the resurrection of Jesus Christ after crucifixion. Bishops and senior clergymen led the Easter Mass at various churches, exhorting people to remain peaceful and considerate to the deprived and the needy in the society. The celebrations signal the end of a season of renunciation, prayer, and contemplation of the sufferings undergone by Jesus Christ for the betterment of humanity. Christian homes prepared traditional feasts as part of the celebrations. State BJP President and former Union Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar visited the Lourdes Syro Malabar Foreign Church in Thiruvananthapuram and attended the Easter prayers. Raj Mohan, Akashwani News, Kochi.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended their greetings to the people on this occasion. The Jammu and Kashmir's Labour Department has initiated the registration process for service providers associated with the Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra 2025. A help desk cum registration counter has been set up at the office of the Assistant Labour Commissioner in Jammu to facilitate the registration process. Assistant Labour Commissioner Jammu urged all the ponywalas, palkiwalas, pitus and hawkers intending to take part in the upcoming Yatra to get their registration done at the early. Registration can be done free of charge upon identity verification. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today flagged off over 1,100 GPS-enabled water tankers from Burari in the national capital. The tankers will be deployed across the city, especially in the areas facing water shortage or where pipe supply is not feasible. Along with Ms. Gupta, ministers in the Delhi government and members of parliament from the city were present during the event. Addressing the event, Delhi Chief Minister said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Delhi government is working with full transparency to develop the national capital.
Narendra Modi ji ke netritv wali Delhi ki nayi sarkar puri tarike se paradarshi aur sugam jal apurti ke liye sankalpit hai jo Delhi mein 1111 tankers bheje ja rahe hain ab se har ek tanker pe GPS system ka lagna taki uski puri ki puri track record ध्यान में आए ये पूरे सिस्टम को ट्रांसपेरेंट बनाने के लिए भ्रष्टाचार मुक्त बनाने के लिए मुझे लगता है कि दिल्ली की जनता के लिए एक बहुत बड़ा कदम है.
On the occasion, Water Minister in the Delhi government, Pravesh Verma, said that Delhi people can track the GPS-enabled water tankers and its actual location.
हमारा केवल एक ही लक्ष्य है. मैं जो जो काम कर सकते थे दिल्ली को पानी की सेवा देने का उतना कर रहे हैं. हमारा लॉन्ग टर्म प्लान कि दिल्ली के हर घर में उसको नल से ही पानी मिले ताकि धीरे धीरे टैंकर व्यवस्था को कम करेंगे. तो ये हमारी सरकार का ट्रांसपेरेंसी मॉडल है, गुड गवर्नेंस मॉडल है जिसको हमने शुरू किया.
The Bharatiya Janata Party today launched a nationwide campaign, Vakf Sudhar Jan Sadharan Jan Jagran Abhiyan, to spread awareness about the benefits of Vakf Amendment Act. The campaign will continue till 5th of next month. Under the campaign, BJP leaders and the workers will visit Muslim communities and make them aware about the amended act. In squash, India's Veer Chotrani and Anahat Singh have qualified for the 2025 World Championships set to be held at Chicago in the United States next month. Veer secured the coveted spot by winning the Asia qualifying event with a dominant 3-0 victory over home favourite Aminesh Raj Chandran in the men's final held in Malaysia. 17-year-old Anahat, seeded fifth, secured the spot after defeating Hong Kong's Toby Say 3-1 in the women's singles title clash this afternoon. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Chandigarh this afternoon. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. In another match, host Mumbai Indians will face Chennai Super Kings this afternoon. And now, before we end this bulletin, the headlines once again. Three people killed due to cloudburst in Seri Baghna area of Jammu and Kashmir's Ramban district. India's forex market doubles in the last 4 years from $32 billion to $60 billion, says RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance to arrive in New Delhi tomorrow on a four-day visit to India. Easter, signifying the resurrection of Jesus Christ, being celebrated across the globe today. In squash, India's Veer Chotrani and Anahat Singh qualify for the World Championships to be held in United States next month. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings to take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru this afternoon, while Mumbai Indians to face Chennai Super Kings in the evening. And with that, we end the midday news.